Your Bibles to Psalm chapter 9. We're going to look at two verses, but man, are they packed full. If you need a Bible, pick one up from the ushers as they walk up and down. They'll put one in your hand to be a blessing for you. I've entitled our message, instead of Thanksgiving, Giving Thanks, and what an appropriate song. They didn't know that was going to be the title, and I didn't know they were going to do that song, but how apropos. So, Giving Thanks, and Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2. And here's what the psalm says. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Wow. The psalmist is just wrapped up in love and praise. He's saying, I'll give my whole heart. But as we look around the world today, listen, all honesty, it can be difficult to be thankful for all the turmoil, all the hurt, and all the suffering. You see, we must understand, and this goes for all of us, that thankfulness is not for the circumstance, but we can have thankfulness in the circumstance if we stand in Christ Jesus. Listen, it's not happiness that will make you grateful. It's gratefulness that will make you happy. When we are grateful for the situation, for every situation, for every condition, for no matter what the circumstances, if we're grateful knowing that God loves us, that should be what we're grateful for. Listen, it's hard to be grateful if the doctor comes up and tells you, hey, you know, you have cancer, or you have a terminal illness. It's hard to be grateful when you get the eviction notice. It's hard to be grateful when you get fired from a job, but you can be grateful that God has a plan. You can be grateful that God loves you, that he's not going to let you fall. And when we can be grateful in the circumstance, then guess what? Then we can have joy, peace, and happiness. So the question might be, Pastor Randy, how does gratefulness work? Well, I'm glad you asked. Gratefulness comes from what we value. The problem is we tend, and I'm included, we tend to value the wrong things. And by the way, worship is giving worth, giving value to the thing you worship. And in this case, who do we worship? God. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the key. The key is that as a believer, we have the key to joy, peace, and happiness. As a key, it's a key that we each hold if you have Christ in your heart. And let's look at the verse again. Look at Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2. It says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Look at verse 2. I will sing praise to you, to your name, O Most High. Look what he says. First, I will praise you, and I will sing praise. He says, it's all about praising God. He doesn't say, except when it's too hard. No, he says, plain and simple, I'm going to praise you, Lord, with part of my heart. That's what he says. No, he said with my whole heart. But if you're like me, there are times you come to worship and you're in prayer and you're like, did I shut off the coffee maker? Are we out of bread at home? It's like, maybe I should stop for some bread. Maybe I can pick some up in the fellowship hall on my way out. Listen, sometimes our mind wanders, does it not? Well, we need to get to the place when we worship that we give him our whole heart. He says, I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. You get the impression here that praising God verbally, praising God in a song sometimes can change our condition. How about Psalm 7, going back two Psalms, verse 17. I will give to the Lord the thanks due his righteousness, and I will what? Sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Singing is a wonderful thing. You ever watch kids? You know, sometimes I see, you know, my kids would be playing, they didn't know I was watching them or paying attention. And over the, oh, you're just singing, oh, it's great, mud is wonderful, and they're getting all muddy. They're happy. There's a joy. God created worship to encourage our hearts. We need to understand that one of the prescribed ways, and probably one of the best prescribed ways to be thankful, is to sing praise, is to worship, is to open our hearts. Now, maybe you consider yourself, you know, you're like, well, I'm not a good singer. I'm more like a prison singer. And you're like, what do you mean a prison singer? Well, you're always behind a few bars and you can never find the right key. Well, if you're a prison singer, you know what? Praising the Lord can set you free. Whether you are behind a few bars, whether you have the right key, just do it. Psalm 147, verse 7. Sing to the Lord with what? Thanksgiving. Make melody to the Lord with a lyre. Not a lyre, untruth. It's actually a harp. Interesting. When I was like, you know, a harp, the word in the Hebrew is kinnuar, which is used from the root word meaning to twang. If you didn't know this, David was a country musician. He twanged. He twanged away. But it's actually a harp or a lyre. It means to twang. And by the way, we're to make a joyful noise. Whether when you sing it sounds like a twang or a doing or whatever it sounds like, praise the Lord. It will lead you, it will lead your heart to be giving thanks to him, which is, by the way, it's due his name. Now, how can we not, you and I, be happy, or let me use the word joyful. Happiness is fleeting. Joy is completely, that's complete. Joy is not based on your circumstances. Happy, we can be happy at a party and then crash our car and be, you know, totally miserable. But when you have joy, it doesn't matter what happens. You can be in the storm and have joy and peace. So how can we not have joy when we know we have eternal life with him? When we have God's mercy and grace, when we have his favor, when we've been adopted as children of God. Once again, grace, right? We talked about that on Sunday, right? Is getting his unmerited favor, getting a reward on top of the mercy. I like what one person said, that the acronym for grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. That's awesome. Because God has truly given us an incredible inheritance. He's given us an incredible promise. God loves, you know what God loves? He loves to give us what we need, not what we want, and not what we deserve. I don't deserve much, that's for sure. If anything, I deserve death, hell. But he is forgiving. He is gracious to each one of us. How about Psalm 103, verse 2 through 5? You're gonna get the idea that I really love the Psalms, and I do. I'm a psalmaholic. Psalm 103, verse 2 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In other words, he says, listen, I want my soul to be blessed, and the best way to do that is not to forget any of the benefits that come from God. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your disease, who remedies your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I think that's beautiful. Listen, God is, and someone would say, wait, Pastor Annie, it says he forgives all my iniquity. I get that. He forgives my sin. But it says he heals all my diseases, but he's not healing me. Oh, but he will. Listen, every one of us is going to be healed. Let's say you're healthy, but you're getting older. Age is a disease. It's taking its toll. Some of us know that a little better than others. But he's going to heal us from that. We're going to be eternally young and healthy. It's amazing. But it's about, folks, this life is about giving thanks and realizing what you have to be thankful for. I ran across this story of a lady who would go to church, and she'd go to prayer meetings. She was faithful to go to prayer meetings, but she only prayed this simple prayer every time. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. That was it. That was her prayer. And she'd go to another prayer meeting. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So someone came up and asked, why do you pray that same prayer every week? And she answered this. It's the only two prayers I know. Two prayers? She said, listen, I live in a very, very, very bad neighborhood. When I go to bed, I don't know if someone's going to come in, break into my house. So before I go to sleep, I pray, oh, Lord. And then I wake up in the morning, I'm, thank you, Jesus. When I put my kids on the bus, I'm like, oh, Lord, they come home safely. Thank you, Jesus. So when I go to church and I put them together, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And I think that's beautiful. Listen, there are going to be those times when we're going, oh, what are we going into? What's going on? What's happening? But we can say, oh, Lord. But then we get through it and we go, thank you, Jesus. We must remember to thank him and we must reflect on his goodness. So she had a simple prayer, but my gosh, how powerful. When we put the first part and the better part, the second part together, what a powerful prayer. Praying without thanksgiving isn't really prayer. It's just a grocery list. It's just treating God like a genie. Listen, we must come to him with thanksgiving. We must let our requests be made known to God, and then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Now, I saw this video, had such an impact on me that I want you to know this. Next year, what we are going to do here at HBC is going to be awesome. I'm just going to tell you, I'm super excited. My wife actually already planted the seed of thought in my heart. But when I saw this video, I was like, wow, what a person decided to do is they went to homeless people and asked them what they were thankful for. Watch the screen.
So many times when we talk about Thanksgiving, we picture the perfect family sitting around the perfect meal, but that's not everyone's reality. And what's really important is not perfection, but thankfulness. So I'm here with Darren, and we are downtown, and I'm curious, Darren, how long have you been homeless?
About 4 or 5 years.
I have been on the street for probably about 3 months now.
Okay, so this is really new for you then. So Sylvester, how long have you been homeless or out on the streets, man?
Since July.
So what was it that led you to being homeless since July?
I lost my job.
Well, I was in drug addiction for years.
Well, I mean, I've spent a lot of time in prison. So that took away a lot of my life, but...
Was it drug-related, or...?
Basically drug-related, pretty much. So, you know,
How many years did you do?
All in all, in and out, 16.
Holy cow. What was your best Thanksgiving ever that you remember?
Oh, man. Thanksgiving?
Yeah. What's the best one?
It was the year that my daughter was born.
Oh, wow. What's her name?
Jennifer.
Okay, how old is she now?
13.
Do you see her at all?
Yeah, every now and then I do.
89, because that's my last father's Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got to spend Thanksgiving with him.
Thanksgiving is, that's when my grandmother was living, and she would say, everybody come. No matter, like Big Mama's house.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My grandma was Big Mama.
Big Mama, okay.
You bringing you and the kids and everybody coming on, we're going to eat and have, we're going to fellowship with each other. And that was what really taught me about Thanksgiving.
It's tough. Maybe you're not going to, do you think you'll see her at all this year?
Yeah, I'm going home this year.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. So what are you thankful for this year?
That I get to see her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And look at that smile, man. You have such crazy joy just emanating from you. You're the perfect person to ask, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family and for my friends and that I do have a place to stay at in this ridiculous weather.
Just the friends I have when I come to these down here or under the bridge on Tuesday nights.
What are you thankful for, Clarence?
I'm thankful for my family
and the Lord. You know, I had to learn to love the Lord.
Is there anything, Randy, you know, we're coming up into Thanksgiving and that time where, you know, Thanksgiving and what people are thankful for looks a little different to everybody. Is there something that you're thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for waking up every day.
What am I thankful for? Uh-huh. To be alive.
I thank the Lord for all the blessings there and the mercy and the grace that he gives us.
What's something, Jimmy, that this year you're thankful for?
I'm alive and well. Even though the streets, it's been hard, it hadn't brought me down. I'm alive and still have hope.
People who have nothing and they're thankful. And so often we have homes and cars and food, warm blankets, soft beds, and we forget to say thank you, Lord. Instead, we're sometimes disappointed because we don't have more, because we don't have this thing or that thing that we wanted so much. Remember in Matthew 14, remember when Jesus took the little boy's lunch and he broke it, and what did he do? He gave thanks. I'm sure the disciples didn't look at the little boy's lunch as being much of anything, because he said, what do you have? Well, we just have this little boy's lunch. And the Lord said, hey, give it to me. And he took it and he broke it and he gave thanks. Jesus gave thanks for some loaves and fish. Basically, they were little biscuits and some pickled fish. So that's what they would do. And he took it and he multiplied it. When you give thanks, God takes your situation and he multiplies it with blessings. We are all too often ungrateful. But when we are giving thanks, we don't have time to whine. When I am thankful to God, I don't have time to go, oh, God, you know, God, thank you for this and that, but I'm upset. No. It becomes contagious. Remembering God's goodness will spark praise in your life and thanksgiving. You know, when I'm thankful to God, I find myself singing a lot of the songs that we sing here in my heart. And it's just like all of a sudden I'll be driving, I'll be like, look, 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 the radio's off. And I'll just be singing one of the songs. Sounds horrible, but I'm doing it. I'm a prison singer in my car. And if you're with me, then you feel like a prisoner. Look back at Psalm 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. See, recounting. Recounting. Can we count the many ways that God has blessed us? You're alive. You can see, you can hear, you can speak, you can walk. You have people who love you. You have friends, you have fellowship, you have a home, you have a car. We have so much to be thankful for. Man, if I were to count my blessings, I wouldn't have time to be here. I'd just be having to count and count. The day would end and start a new day, and I'd still be counting if I really took into consideration all that I have from the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says this, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. As Christians, what do you think is more impactful for people around us? To hear us complain about what we don't have? Or if they hear us talk about all that we do have in the Lord? Huh. In 1 Chronicles 16, after it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. If you jump down to verse 34, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. His love, his provision, his guidance, everything that is God is steadfast. It doesn't change. Our circumstances, they will change. My life, it'll change. My God, never. He is faithful yesterday, today, and forever. But we lose heart, we lose sight of that based on what? Circumstance. The moment. What's going on right now. And we lose that eternal perspective. So giving thanks. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. That's huge. Because we have a lot to be thankful for. But I want to ask you, as we are here gathered as a family, what are you thankful for? Why should we be thankful? So what we're going to do is, Steve, if you could grab that other microphone. What he's going to do is, if you're willing to share with us something that you're thankful for, if you would raise your hand, if you're close to me, I'll take the mic over to you. If you're close to Steve, he'll take over the mic over to you. But does anyone here have something to be thankful for that you'd like to share with us? So no one's thankful.
I'll get this one if you get that. Hi, I'm James. Hi, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, I'm really grateful that my present circumstances, that's not the weight and breadth of my life. That Jesus Christ is that, and even though I fall into sin and I stumble and I get back up, God's faithful, like you said. And my wife's healthy right now. She's with her family, and she says hi, and she loves you all. And I'm really grateful for this body of believers and you brothers and sisters. Thank you.
There you go.
Now, I'm really thankful for the air that we breathe. Very seldom I hear people say, "Thank you, Lord, that I have clean air." See, we don't know that God has ordained that we're going to live a certain time in our life, the year, the month, the day, the hour. We don't thank him enough. But air, I could go on some other thankful things, but to me, I'm very thankful that I can breathe. You take away the air, what have you got? Nothing. You're done. Thank you.
That's beautiful. And some of us have more air than others.
So. I'm thankful because I'm safe for the first time in 63 years.
Amen.
I'm thankful that for this body of believers, and that 2 years ago in October, I surrendered my life to Christ. I had no idea what was happening. I went to what I thought was a barbecue sermon, and then all of a sudden all these kids that I used to teach and the ones that I currently teach were dragging me down to the river to get baptized after I got saved. And it's just been an amazing 2-year journey, and I'm so grateful for everyone in this body of Christ that God put me. It's like he knits us in, and I'm grateful. I'm very grateful to all of you. Thank you.
Awesome. Anyone else? Oh, here, I'll get this one. If you want to share, raise your hand. Steve will get a mic.
Hey, I'm Brian. This is my wife, Mona.
Hi, Brian.
I'm just very thankful that we've finally found a new church home. It's been a couple of years we've been searching, and we finally found some place that we actually enjoy and love. So I'm very thankful that the Lord has brought us here and brought us with everybody inside of here, and just say thank you very much for welcoming us to this family. Thank you.
Awesome. Yay. Great. Awesome, Brian.
Hi. I just want to say that I'm thankful that my husband has a job when so many people are getting laid off. And I'm thankful for Pastor Randy teaching. The way you teach has helped me learn a lot about the Bible.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. Okay, do you want to go first?
Go ahead. Over there. We'll alternate.
Hey, believe it or not, I'm thankful for my handicap. It took me a long time. Before this, I was a mountain guy. But you know, sometimes when life's good and when you don't hurt that bad, sometimes you just don't go to the Lord as often as you should.
Yeah.
Well, because of my handicap, it's just about every 5 minutes I go to God. But I find myself thanking Him.
That's awesome. So, praise the Lord.
I'm thankful for that. Every day I can go to bed knowing that that I can have a place where when I die that I'm gonna be safe with Lord. And I'm thankful that even though I sin, that I can be forgiven.
Amen. Aww. Amen. Beautiful.
I'm thankful for that little girl right there. I'm thankful for this church. We left California and we had a church similar to this, and when we moved to the mountains of Arizona, we had a hard time, but we came here, and even though I didn't like the heat and everything, we found this great church. And we recently found out my father has Alzheimer's, and I am so grateful that he still remembers me.
Okay, over there. Yes. Go ahead.
There's very little that I'm not thankful for, but I am very thankful to the Lord for his salvation, for using my son to bring me here to this church, because if not for that, my life would not be what it is today. So.
Anyone else? Yes.
I am thankful for a lot of things. I am thankful for this church. I'm thankful for Pastor being obedient and coming here. And I'm thankful for my family and the love and the fellowship that is here, that we can grow together. And even though we know that we are all sinners, that we can forgive one another and still love one another. And I just want to thank you all for your love, for the donations, for the prayers. Just thank you.
We're thankful that you made it back from Belize.
Hi. I'm thankful that every year God provides me a way to come home for Thanksgiving.
Anyone else? This is awesome. Yes, sir.
I am really thankful that God brought me here to this church, this church family. I can count a lot of you as really close friends now and close members of my family. I have family here too, but you guys are really close, and I really appreciate each one of you. Appreciate this church. I spoke with a gentleman last night on the phone. He'd been a pastor for years, and they've diagnosed him with Parkinson's, and he's struggling. But he said, Dave, he said, I'm having trouble with balance. I said, Randy, you've never been that balanced. And he understood. He laughed.
Oh, his name is Randy, too?
Yeah, his name is Randy, too. But God bless you all. You don't know how much you mean to all of us, each one. One's missing. There's something that's not here. But when you're here, God blesses. We praise God.
Anyone else? Okay, we got. You get that? Okay, got it. We'll split up here.
I'm just thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ and my family. I had a tough year. I lost my wife and my brother. And without the Lord and my family, I know I wouldn't have made it. Amen. So I'm just very thankful.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. One of them is, yeah, her. But for the person that left the Bible at my house the night I was high and opened up and read the book of Revelation, scared the crap out of me. So it kind of opened my eyes, caused me to tell my friends, I can't do this no more. So thankful for this church. Thankful for all the people here. I'm mainly thankful for God for forgiving me.
Wow. Awesome. I never actually thought about the book of Revelation as a laxative, but I'm glad it worked for you.
Is that what he says?
Hello. This is kind of hard for me. I don't like to talk, but this isn't really a testimony, but a few years back, my brother died, and then my mom had almost died. And then my wife of 28 years divorced me. And then I had a heart problem where I almost died there, only pumped at 25%. And I remember a pastor telling me one time at Emmanuel Baptist in San Bernardino, in Highland, Rob Zinn, he said, I remember this is in January 2012. He said, we will be a day when we look back on everything and realize that he did bring us through. Recently, I had three strokes at Western Regional Medical Center, and they miraculously just broke up and dissipated into my brain. Even the doctors said it's a miracle. So I look at right now, my daughter graduated and she came out here to live with me, and I'm happy and in the Lord. I mean, if I lose every single thing that I have and still have him, I'm very happy. And but I just looked, you know, if anybody has a problem, like that pastor said, it's stuck in my head. There will be a day that we'll look back on it and go, wow, you got me through this. So I'm so thankful and grateful for that. I really am. And this church, of course.
Hey, you know, Gary, the Lord brought you through that because he has a plan for your life to bring him glory. And I love that right there. You just did. You just did. That was awesome. Wonderful. Anyone else? Yes.
This is hard. I don't talk a whole lot. I'm Kelly. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful I found this church. I'm really thankful for Pastor and his wife. They're amazing. I lost a lot of people, my best friend, my best counselor, my husband, my health. I'd be homeless. I'm really thankful for my mom. If it wasn't for her, I would be homeless. And I'm going through some really scary health issues. I'm thankful I still have legs and feet, arms, hands. And I'm just grateful for the times that I can get here and praise the Lord. And he does sustain me, and I spend a lot of time in prayer. And like the gentleman said, I'm thankful for the air that I breathe. It doesn't matter what I have or don't have. I have him, and I know that there's a better life to come.
Amen. Amen. You know, we're honestly, no matter what plight we're in, we're never homeless because he's got a home for us eternally. And but God provides for his children. He never, ever stops. Anyone else? Okay.
Well, I guess when people say the Lord works in mysterious ways, he does. We bought our house years ago, and Robert had planned it for our retirement. Well, he was planning retirement. I wasn't planning retirement. I was going to keep on working and keep on working and be close to my family. That's what I wanted to be. I did not want to move to Arizona. I figure he'll get over it. Just be patient. He'll get over it. And he did not get over it. It came sooner than later. And now I can see it. I can honestly say that I see the blessings of it. I mean, I saw my children. I work with one of them, and the other one lived with me. And, you know, but I worked all the time. I just work. I love to work. That was my my free time, even though I used to get upset, but it was my time. But I was not any good to them. I really wasn't. I didn't pray like I should have prayed. I knew I needed to pray, but I didn't pray like I needed to. I didn't value them like I needed to value them. And my husband either, my daughter either. And I can say that I'm growing, and thank God, because he knew it was just how everything came together. Just the sale of the house, my job allowed me to stay when they knew I was going to leave. just everything aligned perfectly. So even though when I got here, I got depressed because I didn't have any friends, I didn't know anybody, but the Lord just worked its way for us to find this church, and it was His will for us to be here. Thank you, Pastor Randy.
Thank you.
And of course, always, every morning, every night.
Yeah. Well, listen, beautiful things to be thankful for. And I guess it would be only appropriate for me to share what I am thankful for. I'm thankful that the Lord healed my marriage. We had a really rough, but you know what? God will restore what the worms have eaten. And thank you, Lord, that neither one of us gave up on our marriage. I thank the Lord for this church, for bringing me out to the desert that I could get to know all y'all and become a family. I'm even thankful for the desert and the heat because it reminds me I don't want to go to hell. Constant reminder, I don't want to go there. So thank you, Lord, for making hell pretty much a reality almost. But listen, as we stand up, I know all of us mean exactly what we are thankful for. But guess what? Life happens. Life happens. I love the testimony of going through hardships and difficulties and still being able to praise God. Because we know, listen, it's not about that. Deuteronomy 8:2 is the answer to life. It's the answer to what's the meaning of life. Deuteronomy 8:2 says this: remember that I brought you in the wilderness these 40 years. It took into the Israelites, but for me it's 54 years. For you it's whatever. This life is a wilderness. And He says this: to test you and to humble you and to see if you will obey my word or not. See, that's all this life is. Are we going to obey God? Once we become believers, it's just step one, will you accept Christ or not accept Christ? Once you accept Christ, if you reject Christ, the test is over. Fail. F. F plus. But if you accept Christ, then you get to the second part of the test, and that is, will you obey God's word in everything? And prayerfully, we are. You see, I wonder this. I wonder if we had a transcript of everything you have said thanks about prior to today. Every time you had given thanks to the Lord, I wonder what you would learn about me, what I'd learn about you. See, it's not just saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, I didn't get a ticket. Woo, I'm just going to let you go with a warning. It's not just giving the, we drive away going, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. No, it's that heartfelt time of deep prayer and worship that is thankful for the simple things like air, like life, like friends, like family, like the ability to hear and see, touch and feel. You ever hurt your thumb and then realize how important your thumb is? It's not just for hitchhiking. It's not. There are other purposes in life. But it's not until we lose something or we're not able to use it, then we go, oh gosh, if only. Someone out there, and we've heard a few, Pastor Ryan, you don't know what I'm going through. And you're right. I don't need to know. Because He knows. And He loves you. And like Gary said so well, he says, later on you'll look back and go, oh, that's what he was doing. it was a growth thing. It was a test thing. It was an obedience thing. Psalm 127, verse 4 says this: one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. See, it doesn't say, one thing I seek of the Lord is, you bless me with a new job. You bless me with a new car. You bless me with a new relationship. You bless me with this, that, or the other. No. I love this. The psalmist says, one thing I desire of the Lord that I seek, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord That's the afterlife. All the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. And he goes on in verse 6. Now my head shall be lifted up above all my enemies around me. So here's a psalmist writing this while his enemies are encircling him. And he says, you know what, God, they're surrounding me. It might be my doom. But all I want to do is stand in your presence, to behold your beauty, to inquire in your temple. Oh my God. Then he says this, therefore, because of that, my enemies are surrounding me, but all I care about is, am I going to see you, Lord? He says, therefore, I will offer a sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. Listen to this. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Wow. And we hear examples of that here. People are going through difficult times, and all they can do is say, you know what, I'm thankful because the Lord's getting me through this. He has a purpose. Here the psalmist is like, my enemy surrounds me all around. You know what? All I want to do, Lord, is see you. Behold your beauty, and which I often wonder in my time, what is his beauty going to be like? There are going to be colors we've never seen. And I'm colorblind, so there's a lot of colors I've never seen. But for you normal people, you're going to see things, colors you've never seen. You're going to hear sounds and things you've never heard. Just, I try to wrap my mind around it, and it hurts. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Be watchful in it with thanksgiving. Our prayer time needs to be laced, not just with our petitions, not just with our concerns, but with thanksgiving. Sometimes our concerns are for someone we care about, that we love, that we're praying for. But we need to go into that prayer going, God, I know you, I don't understand what's going on, but I know you're good. And that's why in Philippians 4, 6 says, do not be anxious about anything. And I mentioned this earlier. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, and here's the key, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. See, without him, we have nothing. He created everything, including air and water and dirt and flesh and bone and love and relationships. Without him, we have nothing. With him, we have everything. Because of him, we should have need of nothing. Why? He is our all in all, isn't he? But I lose track of that. We all lose track of that at times. What should be the biggest reason? This is an easy question. What is the biggest reason that we have to be thankful? Yeah, salvation. God. That there is a God, and we know that through salvation. We know he is real, and he is. Do we need anything more than that? Well, you wouldn't know it sometimes by looking at the lives of people, including me, including you, at times. Because Peter hung out with Jesus for 3 years. Tangible. He could hug him when he wanted. John laid his head on his chest while they were eating. Now, imagine that, guys. Take me out to lunch and lay your head on my chest. Please don't. But John, he's like, I want to hear his heartbeat. I want to know my Savior. And yet Peter walked on water, but what happened? He took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. Sometimes in my life, I feel like I'm sinking. That's because I take my eyes off of my Lord. And when I do that, then everything else becomes more important than him. We need to be giving thanks. And let's start with the most important thing. God, our Savior, our King, our Savior, our Lord, the giver of life, the giver of breath. I love that song. We used to do it. We haven't done it in a long time. This is the air I breathe. He's the air I breathe. And shouldn't we give it back to him? It's from him. Shouldn't we give it back to him by how? How about singing praise unto his name? How about praying with thanks that we have the air in which to breathe, to pray, that we have life within our soul? That's a whole nother. I was going to go down a rabbit trail. Don't go there, Randy. Psalm 69 verse 30 says this: I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Or how about Psalm 107 verse 22? And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. Let them tell of his deeds in songs of joy. You see, that's the songs that we sing, the words. We handpick the songs. And the words are to declare what God is doing in our lives. So that when you and I are singing, we're not just singing some song. Another one bites the dust. That's just a song. We're singing a true statement that God is worthy to be praised, that he has saved me, that we're not worthy of the amazing grace. But every song should be proclaiming who he is and how great he is and how blessed we are to know who he is. And then when you and I can get that right in our heart, that no matter what we're going through, we may not like it, and we may cry, we may hurt, we may be tore up from the floor up, but we will have a peace that surpasses understanding, because one thing we understand is God is good. And all the time? Do we know that? I know we know that. But we need to not lose track, not lose sight of that. So let me read our verse again. Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. So tomorrow, as you gather with family and friends, or you're here with us, make God, make Jesus the most high priority in your giving of thanks. If you start there, the rest is gravy. Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness, your kindness, your goodness, your provision, your creation. Thank you for your presence, that you are residing in our heart. Oh, Lord, I can't even fathom why you would do that. As Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death? And of course, the answer is you, Lord Jesus. Only you, Lord Jesus. For you created us, then you saved us. You bought us. When we were already yours, we are twice yours. Thank you, Lord. God, you're so good. Good doesn't even cover it, Lord. You're amazing. You're overwhelming. Your beauty beyond compare. And so, Father, help us when we are in despair. Take every care and cast it upon you. For you take it away and cast it for as far as the east is from the west. Every sin, you take our yoke, you take our burden, and you make our life light. So God, we just want to thank you and not stop thanking you. May this be the beginning of us never ending our thanks to you. Father, we love you, praise you, we honor you in the precious and beautiful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's children said, amen.